Girl, peaches be tripping. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. All the stars are gold. Maybe they let them, my tears might let me know. All the stars are
closer. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer. SZA was robbed.
Yes.
At the Grammys, that's all I'm saying.
Oh my God, I love this song.
I'm mad hyped about Black Panthers.
I can't wait till it comes out.
Less than a week. I'm hyped. What's up, guys? We're so excited to be back. We had to take a little break last week for the Super Bowl. Shout out to the Eagles. But we're back tonight. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things. Okay, Drew J. Where can they find you, ladies?
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards, and you can find me on all social media at Erica D. Edwards. That's E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And AfterBuzzers, you can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Peace. Like a piece of cake, P-I-E-C-E, or Instagram, or Twitter at Miss Convo Peace, and that's where you can find me at.
And shout out to our boy, Leon. We are thinking of you tonight. We miss you.
We miss you so much. Everything gets better.
So we miss you. Follow him at Hollywood Leon on all the things. You will see him here next week. So let's hop into this episode, because I feel like a lot, like, it wasn't too dramatic, but a lot of, like, seeds were planted for dramatic things to come.
I think this was a filler for sure. It wasn't dramatics. It was a little placemaker.
I feel like this was like a prep show. Like, okay, yeah, we're going to get you guys ready for the real show next week. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. So Mama Joyce and Portia, how do we feel about that?
Mama Joyce. Portia meeting?
Yes, the lunch.
I feel like Joyce was kind of filling her out to see, like, are you playing with my baby or not? Because my mama do the same thing. She'd be like, you not her friend, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because my mama always tell me that. She was like, it's friends and that's not your friend. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that, I think that's what Mama Joyce is doing.
Yeah, no, I didn't necessarily get that vibe. I just felt like, are we still talking about this again?
What you mean you didn't get that vibe?
I mean, I think she was just being nosy or whatever. I don't know. I was totally there for the Mama Joyce flashbacks.
Yes.
That was wonderful and entertaining. Yes. That was, you know, because I was kind of like, she's like, okay, you know, did you really believe it was a lie? Like, I'm over this already. Yeah. So I'm still kind of... You really believed Phaedra? Like, I'm kind of...
So, have you ever had a situation with a friend and your mom has gotten into it?
No, my mom's not at all like Mama Joyce. So, no.
No. My mom would be like, I taught you how to throw those hands.
Right.
You can deal with that.
Right. Maybe, like, when I was in first grade or something. No. And she's like, oh, Erica didn't get invited to the party. But I don't even think I knew about the party. So, yeah.
I feel like my mom has met my friends. And she has enjoyed my friends just like I've enjoyed my friends. So, if me and my friends get into it and she's like, what's going on? And she has a chance to sit down outside of myself and talk to my friend about it, I don't feel like she would take any sides, because she wouldn't take my mom wouldn't take my side. She would really want to listen and mm-hmm. see what's going on, and I feel like that's what Mama Joyce was doing.
I'm actually surprised that Mama Joyce didn't pop. I kind of was wondering if she was going to pop off, just because we've seen it, well, not pop off necessarily, but Mama Joyce does this really interesting thing where she's like very calm while she, like, reads you your life. Like,
right.
When, you know, she found out that Phaedra introduced Candy to Todd, and she was like, I could choke you. Like, it was very calm, very Sunday church finest, but she literally just told Phaedra, like, I'm gonna choke you.
But that's everybody's mama. If you look for what's best for your child, you're going to do that. Especially with a man or a woman. Like, if you want
what's best for your child, but not everybody is hood enough to, like, fight like Mama Joyce.
Yeah.
What?
Mama so, Joyce I'm is not one to fight. I don't think.
Did we not watch the same flashbacks?
I know. Are we watching the same show? But yes.
But she's Mama more Joyce, calm now, I guess.
Yeah, she was really nice, which was, yeah, I think, what Drew was getting at. She was totally nice and kind of almost trying to was very conciliatory towards Portia and was like, oh, okay, kind of seeing where Portia was coming from to some extent, which is a shocker. And she was actually way nicer than she usually has been.
I don't know. So. I feel like with when it comes to Todd marrying Candy and taking her money, I think she was a little more forceful with that. But when it comes to friends, they can't take her money. So why would she want to fight someone?
But I mean, Portia could be like, not easily, but the whole thing about it was like, you're tarnishing Candy's name. You could be tarnishing her business. So I was just surprised, as protective as Mama Joyce is, that she didn't come sideways at Portia. I was surprised that she was so like, willing to listen to her and understanding and whatnot, just because that hasn't been Portia's thing. She even gave Portia like some advice, and I thought it was interesting that Portia said she's loyal to a fault, because I think that's definitely true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I still don't know how I feel about like whether I believe that you completely didn't know. Like, Portia makes sense with what she's saying, but Portia's also a very polished person and knows how she needs to say things. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if I necessarily believe that you really never just suspected it. You never suspected Phaedra was saying something out of pocket.
I feel like she was really trying to sell it to Mama Joyce, which she had to. Otherwise, it's a blow up. She can't really be like, okay, Mama Joyce, I really didn't really believe her. So I think she did it whatever she could to kind of be like, yes, it was my friend. But really, did you think something was slipped in your drink or not? So I think she glazed over it pretty nicely. She tried to sell it to Mama Joyce, and Mama Joyce bought it. So it was cool.
I really hope this is just like the last we hear of it, because I'm so tired of this storyline. I just want it done.
Do you think this is going to help with Portia and Candy?
At this point, I just think Portia needs to let it go. Like, it's just not happening this season. Try maybe season 11.
Portia needs to let it go, or I think Candy needs to let it go.
I think everyone needs... I mean, I don't want to tell Candy to let it go, because I do understand that that was something that, like, just was not cool and completely out of pocket. But I think, like... feel how you feel and stay in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be inviting her to Essence party if you don't like her. You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing all this stuff. And I get that, you know, it's probably the show or whatever. But stop getting in these situations.
But I don't feel like Candy had a problem with Portia. It was more so the fact that Portia was not a real friend. And that she took to Phaedra and took all Phaedra's innuendos and...
I brought
that to Candy's door.
Yeah. I don't even care about any of that anymore. My whole thing this season is just like, don't invite her to a party. And then the whole time, Candy does this thing where she's a bigger person. And then when she does her bigger person act, she just rolls her eyes and pops her tongue and blah, blah, the whole time. And it's like, if this is the only plot, like, storyline we're going to get between you two, I would just rather it, like, stay in the editor's room. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I am tired of Candy really being shady. Because she just looks petty every single week. I'm like, okay, don't be friends with her, but if you're not going to forgive her, why are we still talking about this?
Yeah.
And Portia is honestly looking thirsty. Like, so how you don't need Candy, to be Candy's friend. Let it go.
Wait, so how's Candy being wrong for being the bigger person by inviting her to the event?
I don't think she's... I don't think she's, like, wrong for trying to be the bigger person, but if you're going to be in the bigger person, stand in that truth and be the bigger person. Being the bigger person isn't inviting someone there and then ostracizing them and rolling your eyes and popping your tongue. And I think Candy has so much going for her right now that there's no reason for her to be, for the storyline to still be about Portia. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's about to be on Chicago. She just was on the cover of Essence. She has all this shit going on. She has all this stuff going on. Why are we focusing on Portia? Because it makes Candy look petty, and I think Candy's so much more than that, and I wish that the editors would put her in a better light, because I do think there's a lot more to her, and this whole season's been about her being petty and bitter.
Right, because at the end of the day, she's not being the bigger person, okay? Yeah. Because every single week, every single episode, she's saying slide stuff, she's saying slick stuff, and she's like rolling her eyes, saying little stuff on the side, beneath her breath or whatever. You don't like the girl, don't talk to the girl. But we're tired of you being fake, basically, and phony, and then talking about her literally when she's 3 feet away.
And I don't feel bad for Portia. I really don't. But just, like, I think it just paints everyone in a poor light. And I feel like I really want to see, you know, I want to see more, footage about Candy getting ready for Chicago. I want to see more footage about Candy.
Are they going to show that?
And I don't know. But we're, like, what? Hella episodes in, and we still have, like, it's just been mentioned. It's just been the Portia and Candy show the whole time. But I'm done with it. We're gonna go into Nene and Cynthia, because I get frustrated talking about Portia and Candy. Cynthia really has me frustrated, because Will is the sketchy one here. Can we all agree on that?
I agree.
Yes.
Will is sketchy. Why are you trying to gather your friends? She even said to the waiter, I came to gather my friend. When your boy is the one out here.
She wants some dick. I shouldn't have said that.
Will's the one out here acting wild. Like, I don't think Nene brought Ava to the party to be, like, petty. That's her friend.
Eva, okay, I remember last week we talked about this. Eva came ready for the drama. Like, even though you say that other people were bringing it up, she came ready. She came ready to confront him.
She did, but I don't think, I feel like Kenya blew it up to be bigger than it was.
No, Kenya was bringing her friend to the side, and then Will saw Eva. Well, and then Eva came up, was like, what's up?
Well, I like the fact that Nene had this, you know, wanted to have this lunch to kind of squash it. Because at the end of the day, I think there is a time and a place for everything. And there with your man at this event is not the place.
Right.
And they all kind of ambushed her. And it's like, well, really, we're here to celebrate Candy. Why wouldn't you just call her and be like, girl, this is what happened. Your boy did this, this, and this. So, yeah, Nene was like, okay, tell Cynthia. Tell her right now, right here, while he's standing here at an event that we're all at. And embarrass me in front of all of my friends. Nobody wants that. So I think that Nene was trying to make an effort to be like, look, that's not really how I wanted things to go down. And Cynthia, I think, had a reasonable, you kind of want to gather your friends, because really, if you're my friend, why are you fronting me at a party? Like, yeah. Pull me to the side or talk to me later.
But also, I just feel like Cynthia's frustrations are weirdly directed, because like, she also kind of shaded Eva, and I'm just like, again, I get that it wasn't the best time, but your man's the one out here wiling. It's not these girls. Like, if you're going to be frustrated with anyone, well, the other thing is, like, you're not mad that he's seeing somebody, but why were you mad, like, that night? It just, Cynthia doesn't know. I just feel like Cynthia doesn't know why she's mad.
It's not just Cynthia. It's a lot of women out here in this this world that are getting the sexual healing that they want, and they don't want to hear about their man being with another woman, or they don't want to hear about their man, you know, doing anything.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like she was embarrassed, because if your friends are like, girl, we heard he had a girlfriend, now you look like an idiot if you've been kind of claiming him or whatever. But at the end of the day, you're right. It's between her and him anyway. And that was kind of interesting with her, because she kind of punked out when she was in the car with him. Like, she didn't really say, well,
exactly.
No, you know, he's like, well, what would I be using you for? No, did you say this or did you not say it?
Yeah. He's using her to be on TV, because otherwise he wouldn't be.
I just think he's mad shady. I don't trust him. I don't like him. Obviously, we've seen from Instagram posts that they're still together. Whatever. I just feel like, Cynthia, girl, you talked about how 50 is a year you're going to, like, you know, date around and pop off. But you're cuffed. I don't care what you say. You're cuffed right now.
I just feel like let him make you a fool on TV like Peter did. Because Peter has already made her look like a fool. So why let another man make you look like a fool? You know what I mean? Like, do you guys feel like Peter used her?
I feel like that was a mutual. I feel like there's some mutual using there.
I generally think that they cared and do care for each other. Was Peter broke with bad credit? Absolutely. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Bad credit people can be the best in bed. So I don't think it's a horrible thing.
I do think that Peter really did care about her and still does care about her, obviously. I don't think that the feelings were, you know, is ingenuine a word?
Ingenuous.
Ingenuous.
Did he ruin her credit? Yes. Did he love her? Yes.
Love. So what should us women be looking for to get married to? Because Will, I don't know what Will has going on. I know Peter, I don't know what he has going on either, but
listen, why do we need to look to get married in the first place? Like, I mean, like, cool, marriage is cool and everything, but that shouldn't be the goal. And this show kind of, like, overly glamorizes getting a man, and whatever, but I don't think that's the thing we need to look for. I think you need to work on self, and you'll attract people who also work on self. And, like, Cynthia is so busy trying to be up under somebody, and I love Cynthia. It's no shade towards her, but she wants to be big, bad Cynthia. This is 50, but she's so worried about, like, being with someone and, like, making it work. Like, she completely contradicts herself all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. At the end of the day, I need somebody to take care of me when I'm old. I'm sorry. I do. I need that. You don't need that?
Well, I would say have savings. You know what I'm saying?
Savings to have pay the money. Somebody?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
To be your nurse?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Yes.
Paid, trained help is a beautiful thing.
But they decided, Cynthia decided she wants to do Barcelona. Have you guys, has anyone been to Barcelona?
I have not been.
I have not.
I do want to go, but I have not
we
been.
We can take a group trip there.
I've only seen Cheetah Girls 2, so I don't, that's all I know about Barcelona, and it seemed fabulous, and I am excited to, because we've heard so much about this Barcelona trip, and
right.
Like, there is, you know, allegedly Kenya got fired because of this trip, or there's supposedly a big fight that's supposed to be happening. I'm very interested about this trip.
I heard Rome was the place to go to find men if you're a black woman.
Yeah, I have heard that too.
Bravo has a show about it.
Exactly.
They do have a show about it. What I found interesting about this particular part was that she was really stressing how this was going to be a low budget trip. And I don't think I've seen that on any Real Housewife franchise where they take a trip and somebody's like, yeah, I'm trying to save some money. Yeah. That I was like, oh, is she feeling a crunch of Lake Bailey or something? Because she was like, yeah, I'm going to be Grouponing it. Really, Cynthia? Is that what you're doing? Is that what we're doing now? So, and then when she was like Airbnb, I was like, wow.
But what's
I like
that Airbnb?
Though. There's nothing wrong with it. I just haven't seen that on Real Housewives, especially on Atlanta.
I'm sure they've probably done Airbnb. I'm sure like some of the houses they've had when they've gone on trips are probably Airbnb.
Well, no, my point isn't that it's Airbnb or not. My point was that she's basically fronting like she's really trying to do a budget-friendly trip, which I've never seen because usually they're always pretending to be more extravagant than they usually are. What I was saying. I love Airbnb. I do Airbnb myself, actually.
Turn up Airbnb.
Yay.
What do you guys think of this whole Kenya baby thing?
She needs a baby.
Oh.
She needs
Erica,
a baby.
I'm going to let
you.
She's married.
I wish that for her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, that she's, I don't think this time is it. But, you know, I remember we talked in, I don't know how many weeks ago, about her getting the fertility treatment to Barbados or whatever. So, I mean, if she actually got that, that would be an interesting, honestly, that would be a far more interesting storyline than her invisible husband. So, you know, bring on the fertility drugs and treatments and stuff. That actually is an interesting thing.
I don't want to be like ageist or anything, but 46 is like pushing it, correct?
I know some people who've had
I know it's
children
possible
and
whatever
age.
Girl
Janet Jackson
did it at 50, yeah. So it's all good.
Halle Berry 40 something,
okay,
so it's definitely doable.
It's no, for sure it's doable, but I'm saying it's not like I feel like it's hard. I feel like that's maybe not the healthiest thing for your body, right? Like the older you get, the harder on your body it is.
I think it depends on where you are and what you're doing. She's pretty physically fit. I'm sure she eats what she's supposed to eat. I mean, I don't think physically it's such a bad thing for her. I think that is she really going to be able to do it? And emotionally, I don't think that, oh, okay, she's just going to actually, you know, he's going to forget and they're essentially she's going to be pregnant. I think she might have to get treatment. She might have to do more.
Yeah.
So.
And there's no shame in that. And I hope that if we do find out she's not pregnant and there are some fertility issues, I hope that they show fertility treatments in a positive light, because they're plenty of women have difficulty getting pregnant. There's nothing to be ashamed, or it doesn't make you less of a woman,
exactly,
or whatever. And I hope that the show takes this if that is an issue, since we've seen her at some fertility clinics in, was it Barbados?
Yeah, it wasn't the Caribbean. I thought it was Barbados, but
I feel like women who want to have careers, especially like myself, and yourself, we want to have careers in this industry, and for us to get pregnant right now, no matter our ages, it's going to be difficult. You know what I mean? Like, we can't stop in the middle of what we're doing and give 9 months plus 18 years to our children without making some sort of sacrifice. And we do need that help. We do need that assistance. So, like, the guy needs to be a part of that too. It can't just be all on the woman.
Yeah.
And because she's a housewife, that doesn't mean that she should have to give up her life or anything like that.
Speaking of Mark, this maybe it's just me, because we already know I am so not like a fan of Mark. I just think he's overly alpha, like pees on everything to show that he owns it. Like, he just gets on my nerves, even though we haven't seen him. But the text he sent her, the "my job is to be strong in the storm, you just have to be worth it." What? Listen, if someone, again, obviously I am not meant to be with an alpha male, but if somebody's, "you just have to be worth it." Like, we're married.
And then I think she said, "this week you were."
What about all the other weeks?
Yeah, this week you were. This week you were extra worth it. I was just like,
especially this week. And I was like, okay.
Stop. I mean, like, Kenya girl, if that works for you, by all means, that works for you. I just feel like there's just something very, like dom and sub about the relationship, and like she's very set for wife. And I think the reason it frustrates me so much with Kenya is because she's so smart, she's so driven, she does all these things, and then she gets married and she's kind of like doe-eyed Stepford wife, like, "oh, my husband," like, I guess it just frustrates me because I'm like, here's another strong woman just being like dumbing herself down so she can keep a man.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's more of the fact that he wants her to be that, and she wants a man. I don't think that she's giving up her power,
but she and I don't really, well, kind of, but to me personally, to keep it 100, I'm not passing any judgment until I see him, because I'm like, yeah, to me that text is sound like a million memes I've seen on Instagram, so it doesn't really sound personal. It sounds like something you kind of read. I mean, it does literally sound like a meme I've seen on Instagram. So I need to see him and their interaction before I really feel comfortable making that judgment, because I feel like she's always repeating, quote unquote, what he's told her, yeah, what he said to her. And I'm like, see, sweetie, I'm going to need him to hear something, because this could be your bad script writing, because we know she writes some bad scripts. Nothing against you, girl. You're a wonderful Miss Universe or whatever you were, but your script writing wasn't that great. And so I'm not sure if this is her fictional storyline, or if this is
that's
who
he very
is.
True.
I think they don't know each other that well. I think that's what it is.
And we don't know like him either, because we haven't seen him.
I feel like they're older. They got together really quickly, and it's like, look, are we gonna have a baby? Are we getting married? And then they got married, and it's like, are we about to have a baby? What are we gonna do? And she's 46, so like, what can we really do?
Yeah,
like, I don't think this is nothing like that.
Speaking of things we can really do, I really don't want to do this. But during Peter and Cynthia's little luncheon, listen, I'm mad because for once in my life, I feel like I'm on Peter's side. And I'm mad that Cynthia has put me in that position to where I have to defend Peter. That angers, listen, y'all know I don't like Peter. So the fact that I am teaming with him on this is, it just makes
fakes
me feel
like. Fakes are making? Yeah. You don't like him?
Listen.
Jafakin.
Jafakin. I just get mad that his accent pops up magically, but it's fine. But, like, Cynthia has... I feel like Cynthia is in the wrong here, right? Because she expects him to just, like, be homies with her when she has a new man, when she's the one who initiated the divorce. Like, would you be okay with that?
I've had some people that I've broken up with, and we are still friends.
Okay, but if you... Listen, if they broke up with you...
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't over it, and they show up to a party with their new boo, and they expect you to still just be normal and, you know, like, be their friend or whatever. Are you cool with that?
If I show up to a party and my old boo is there with their new boo, I'm going to show up and turn up, like, with my twirl game.
Y'all
ready.
Been together for 10 years.
I'm ready to twirl years. On them. Yes, married. I'm twirling on them. I'm coming to turn up, yes.
But you feel some type of way.
I will feel a way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would feel some type of way. To me, like, you at least speak, though. That was my thing, because I have actually been in that situation where somebody's with their new person, and, like, he didn't even speak. And I was like, wait, what? Who is this new person? And you ain't going to speak to me? That's crazy to me. So, I mean, I think you can at least speak. You don't have to be cool buddy-buddy, but I think you can speak to the person.
I guess. I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't necessarily want to meet. Like, I've been in a long-term relationship, and, like, if he started dating, because they've been divorced, what, like, a year at this point?
Yeah, I think
so. So, like, I wouldn't, if I've been out of that relationship for, like, a year or two, I wouldn't necessarily want to meet my ex's new girl, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
especially,
I wouldn't want to meet.
I'm like, flies her up, like, oh, she ain't got nothing on me. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might not want to actually meet the person.
I want to see her. I want to see her. I don't want to talk to you, but I want to see her.
And, yeah. I would want to see her, but that's what Instagram's for. I would feel
Instagram filters and all that. I need to see you in person. Like, nope, you're not better than me.
I just like would feel weird if like my ex was like, what? Like, we can't be friends. Like, no, you broke up with me. And now you got a new girl. No, we cannot be friends. I'm not going to say hi to your little friend. I'm not going to say hi to you. I'm over here minding my own, being respectful. Like, I don't feel like he was out of pocket. And I'm mad that I'm sitting here defending Peter. But I don't feel like he's out of pocket for being like, I don't want any of that. Like,
no, yeah, no, Peter wanted to come to the party. He wanted to see who Cindy was going to be with. And he wanted to walk out. That's what he did.
Like, I don't know if he necessarily, I think Peter loves Cynthia so much. I don't think he would put himself in a position where he would go hurt like that. He moved to another state, so he didn't have to be
right.
Around
I don't
that.
Think he really knew she was going to bring exactly. somebody. I think he thought he would pop up. Like, I think he has popped up to other events before, and she was solo and just kind of flirt and do whatever, do their thing.
Right. At the end of the night.
Her whole thing has been, I'm carefree. I'm not dating. I'm just dating around. I'm not serious with anyone. Right. So when you bring somebody to be around your friends and be in an event and be seen in public with someone, I'm assuming that that's a little, like, I don't introduce just any dudes to my friends. I have to at least, like, kind of like you before I start showing you around. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, people have, I don't know, because my friends, their opinions are important to me.
Well, we know she likes Will. She said it. She brought him around a couple times.
But she's claiming to be single, but she's holding herself out to be in a relationship.
Yep.
That's the issue.
Because she doesn't want to look like a hoe on TV.
Well, I mean, she's done a pretty good job of making it seem like they haven't hooked up. So I don't think she doesn't look like a hoe, but she's holding him out like he's her man. And now she's crying and stuff. I mean, she's acting like they're in a relationship.
They had sex.
And she's steadily saying no.
I don't know. I can't keep talking about how I'm defending Peter because it's stressing me out. I'm going to break out. But what I can talk about is Portia's, I do think it's cute, the no beef dinner, even though I hate the vegans.
It would have been cute had anybody she was actually beefing with shown up to the dinner. Then it would have been ironic, but no.
Also, this is just another moment where I'm like, if Marlo doesn't get her peach, I'm going to throw hands because Marlo's so funny. She's so funny. The chef asked her, do you have any allergies? And she said, only to Brokman.
No.
That's not funny, though.
That is hilarious. I love Marlo. Marlo is like the most bougetto person I know. You know what I'm saying? Because she comes in and she's always talking about, this floor mat or whatever, it's too small. Maybe she just doesn't know any better. Like, she's totally, like, she's so Miss Etiquette and so ghetto and burping at the table. Like, I'm like, oh, that I can't with her. I love her so much.
She said, no, that's Cynthia.
Right? Like, how do you burp like that? Like, I don't even burp like that.
It was just gross because it was so loud. I was like, dang, it was like, where's her mic? Long.
I was like, why is she still burping?
She was going through it. What did you guys think about Kim's whole excuse for needing Bae to go with her? Because of the...
She needs someone to have her back. She doesn't really feel like these women have her back, so she needs her man there. I feel like that's what it...
I felt like her having that stroke was a real thing that really happened. What it was a legitimate... She had a stroke from her flight from, I think,
LA to Atlanta.
In Atlanta. It was a few years ago, I think.
4 years ago.
And, so I think that's a legitimate concern.
What was the stroke for? Like, what, being in the air because you have plus.
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but usually, depending, different people have had issues. Like, I think Serena did too. If you're sitting in a plane for too long, some people do develop blood clots, and if they travel to your brain, you'll have a stroke. Mm-hmm. So I think her whole health issue, unlike Portia's legs in the air stuff, I think her health issue is legitimate. But the part that's weird is Croy. Croy ain't no doctor. He's an NFL ball player. How is he going to stop you from having a stroke? I don't get that.
Why do you feel like she was more legitimate than Portia?
Because, one, she did have an actual stroke. Yeah. And two, strokes can kill you. Okay. And three, Portia's legs in the air. It wasn't clear. She didn't.
But that's a longer flight. Atlanta to LA versus Atlanta to South Africa?
The difference is she had a stroke on a 4-hour flight. So she's valid to say, if I take a 10-hour flight, I could also have a stroke. Right? Now, Portia, it's not the length of the flight. It's the nature of the illness that I'm not clear on, and I'm still confused on that. But so to me, I think her health issues are valid if that's what she felt. But to me, then bring your doctor along. Why are you bringing Croy? Croy's not a doctor. How's he going to stop you from getting a stroke?
I also just think that she's just not that slick, because you do have another show on Bravo, Kim, and we clearly see you guys travel, and you alone travel without your man. So I'm like, okay, that's cute. Like, just say that you don't want to go.
With the African American girl. With African
American. Because Marlo got your back, girl. I was like, Marlo,
you are so
drunk. That was so funny.
Exactly. Someone in the chat said, if she was serious about a stroke, she wouldn't be drinking like that with your little solo cup.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is this?
I agree.
What is this, high school? We're just going to carry around solo cups like that?
This is undergrad, baby. Get it in.
You go to dinner.
Let's do some drinking games.
You go to a nice little vegan dinner. You bring your own solo cup.
Kim is here to revive Tardy for the Party. That's all we're doing here.
I'm not mad at it. Well, also, what was up with Marlo? And she's like, I got to go. You go see my cousin.
Oh, wait, your cousin?
My cousin in the nursing home.
It's 24 hours.
It's 24 hours.
Now, what I can say about Marlo, she is very secretive. She's very, she's going to get her coin, and she's not going to tell everybody how she gets her coin, because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny when Marlo said, Portia, yeah, your African got you some real China girl. I was like, oh, she's bringing out Portia and her African again.
So she's giving Portia some tips, right?
Well, some shade, because I think Marlo is rumored to have old white men. I think that's her thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is her
thing. That's who was in a nursing home. That's what I'm saying.
So we end the episode. Everybody's going to Barcelona minus Kim. Shocker. And Kenya. Shocker. What are y'all's predictions for Barcelona? I'm so excited it's finally here.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so there's going to be an actual physical fight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's going to be fighting. Wait a minute. I think it'll be...
I was trying to figure out, like, from the group we have now, who's...
Yeah, I'm trying to think who's going to actually really, really... Maybe Ava will fight somebody. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a fight.
Is Ava going to Barcelona?
She is. See her in some of the previews she's supposed to be going to Barcelona.
My prediction is Kim will fight Ava for the
new peach. Kim's not going to be there.
She's coming for the peach. Show up for the peach.
I really don't know what, because I feel like two of our biggest problem makers aren't going on the trip.
So not going to be on the group trip, then you're not going to get a peach.
You know what? Yeah. I did see on the season, like part two of the season preview, that Candy and Nene get a little crazy. So maybe that's on the Barcelona trip.
Right.
Because there was some beef.
Right, that's true. That's true.
And I'm interested to see that, because... Candy and Nene don't play. Like, they're both very bold women, so I'm interested to see what happens. But we do have some news and gossip.
Let's go, y'all.
AfterBuzz TV News.
This past week, it was Marlo's birthday.
Yeah.
So she turned up. It looks like Cynthia was out and Nene, and that was one of Marlo's first little dresses. But
I love it.
The real outfit was, we have a picture of it.
Jumpsuit.
Marlo's dress that she came into the party.
Lord, let's see what it looks like.
Scandalous.
What was she showing, her boobs or her booty?
Listen, it just covers the goods barely with some.
I think she was covered.
I like it though.
See it. It's clearly here. It's clearly see through. Like when you look at it on Instagram or whatever, it's very see through. Like from the front and the back.
Yeah, but go off. Listen, like when I'm older, I hope I'm still. Showing out. Like, yeah.
And my kids going to be embarrassed. And that was another just like that.
That was another debate, because she said she was quote unquote 42, but then I think Wikipedia put her at 45, 46. And honestly, she looks older than 42.
You look amazing regardless.
She looks great.
So while the show was airing, it looks like Kim and Nene kind of started shading each other, because in the episode, Nene alleges that Croy has butt implants. Is that true? I don't even remember.
His booty was like squatted up like mine.
But he's a football player. Like, football players got cake. So I don't know.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what his booty looks like.
I don't know. But Kim said, Nene first talked about my daughter and now my husband. I hope this helps people see the nasty and disgusting person she really is. #she can dish it but not take it. #she's not funny. She is fading. First of all, Nene's hilarious. So we need to come with
Stop
facts.
It. Yes.
We need to come correctly. Also, Nene doesn't. Kim is so weird to me because she alleges that Nene or anybody does certain things. When on camera, it's very obvious that they didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. With her fight with Kenya, she said that Kenya said all the stuff that we obviously see on tape that Kenya didn't say. And I just don't, I feel like Kim is not all there.
Kim is not all there. She wants to be there, though.
She wants to.
She wants to be there, but she's not there.
Actually, speaking of Kim, I saw on, I think, the IG that, what's her name, moved out.
Brielle
moved and got her own place, her own condo, finally. So.
You think it's got bugs?
Who knows?
I think she gave her daughter the game on how to get her a football player. That's what I think.
Let's see.
What's
Ain't no shame. Nene responded with, there's a difference between fun shade and just hitting below the belt. To be nasty, take note. Do you feel like Nene was just being funny or below the belt? Because I think it was just funny.
Nene is hilarious, but as we were discussing outside of here, but she hits below the belt.
She does sometimes.
She's been shading Sheree all week, so, you know.
Very true. Which brings us to our next point. Nene has been doing kind of a press junket and has just not been able to keep Sheree out of her mouth at all.
Sheree and her prisoner boo. So now I'm like, maybe something did happen between them, because why are you talking about them like every time you're on TV? It's weird.
Yeah, maybe that's what the blow up is in Barcelona, because Nene was on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and she said she was talking all kinds of craziness about Sheree's boo and was like, that's cute for her little prisoner. I'm glad she got a prisoner. And she said she didn't want anything to do with Sheree and Kim.
It was very funny.
I feel like she was saying that's the best person for Sheree is a prisoner. Yeah, and I feel like it could be
the
because
the sarcasm.
No, because Sheree is a broken woman. Like, however we want to say it, if we want to be compassionate about it, she's broken. She needs therapy. She needs not to be with a boo in jail right now. She needs a real man. And Tyrone, he's not the one.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, from what we've seen in Tyrone, I feel like he cares about her.
He's in jail.
Prisoners need love, too.
Listen, yeah. Character flaw right now. He's in jail.
I'm not going to judge.
I mean,
I know some people that's been in jail that's okay.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
I don't judge people that have been to jail. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that you're in jail.
Not with you. Well, I guess we'll have to see that. But the Real Housewives reunion is going to be filmed soon, within the next month. So, what people are debating what they think the seating chart is going to be, because obviously that's very pivotal in the reunion, is who's sitting next to who. What do you guys think? How do you think the reunion seating is going to be set up?
I think Ava, Nene.
Do you think Ava's going to be out for the full reunion, or do you think she's just going to be like a pop-up?
Oh, you're right. She's probably just going to be a pop-up. I take that back. So I think, I don't know. It's going to be weird. Portia's going to have to, Nene's going to be sitting next to Candy.
You think?
I mean, unless they kill each other in Barcelona. But if they make it back healthy, then yes. Because only, who's messing with Portia? Like, Portia's going to have to sit with, maybe next to Cynthia. Nobody really likes Portia. Who's liking Portia?
I feel like with the guys, they're going to bring out the guys. I feel like they're going to bring out Mark. I feel like we're going to get to talk to Mark. And that's going to be important, because this whole season, he didn't want to be in the forefront. I feel like he's going to speak his piece and why he didn't want to do that. As far as like the reunion, I feel like Eva's going to be there. Mm-hmm. I feel like Nene's going to be there, and I feel like everybody
has to be there.
Oh, I do feel this too. If Cynthia and Will are still together, Will's going to get the roasting that he deserves.
I hope so.
I don't think Will's going to make it to the
Do you think we'll get a Peter and Will maybe at the same time?
No,
but
that would be good.
I don't think Peter will let them play him like that, though.
No, they won't. But I think he'll do his little talking, because, you know, Peter gets a lot of screen time. So
yeah, I think Will get outed by the end of the show.
You think so? Because they're still together. I think he might make it.
But the reunion hasn't been taped yet.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think Will will be out and Peter will come in and be like, yeah, you should have stayed with me, girl. Yeah.
I think, no. Cynthia needs to be just bask in being 50 and beautiful and stop trying to find your love. But here's my rundown. I wrote it down. I think it's going to be Kim, Portia, Sheree. I'm going to put Cynthia, because Cynthia's a safe, like, she can handle that.
Cynthia's not sitting nowhere, where Kenya's not, though.
Next, so then Nene, Kenya, Candy on the other couch.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Let us know what you guys think.
What you think, people.
In the comments. As always, my name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. Lian will be back next week, so don't worry. We will have him back with us to have the male perspective. Where can they find you, ladies?
Yes, you can. Hi, people. My name's Erica Edwards. You can find me on all social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Hello, I'm Miss Conversation Peace, and you can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Peace, P-I-E-C-E, like a piece of cake, or Twitter, Miss, M-I-S-S, Combo Peace. Follow me, and thank you, ladies. We had so much fun tonight.
Thank you. Our girls trip.
Yes, girls trip.
We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.